Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO back in court today. This time, Luigi Mangione was charged with state murder and terror charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Mangione has already appeared in federal court on stalking and murder charges after his return to New York following his arrest in Pennsylvania, where investigators said they found handwritten notes that described Mangione's alleged intent to whack the CEO at an investors conference.
The House
Police said Mangione's own mother told investigators it might be something that she could see him doing. She had filed a missing persons report with police in San Francisco 2 weeks before the murder.
The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz, finding there's substantial evidence that Gaetz paid women for sex, violated Florida's statutory rape law when he had sex with a 17-year-old, and found that he violated House rules. The Pentagon says they're investigating an incident of friendly fire after two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down over the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Dr. Karen Huhn to serve as Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. According to a press release, Dr. Huhn has previously served as the Chief of Staff of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, staffing the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Natural Resources and at the Department of the Interior. Governor Evers said her extensive experience will help her navigate the complex issues the department is currently managing. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. Law enforcement authorities say an arrest has been made in connection to a hit-and-run last Saturday that left a 25-year-old Superior woman seriously injured. According to the Superior Police Department, the arrest was made on Thursday, and authorities also recovered the suspected vehicle involved in the collision. According to family members, an eyewitness to the incident said the vehicle backed up over the woman and rolled over her a second time as it pulled away. The incident occurred on Belknap Street outside TJ Champion's Bar. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Christmas Day, more clouds, mid-30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40.
Right now it's 31.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
I wish I was Dom Salvia. I wish I had the talent of Dom Salvia. He's off today. We have an APB out for him, but I think he's just a little under the weather today. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank the people of Civic Media for letting me fill in for Dom today. Big shoes to fill. And we're going to have some fun for the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking Christmas. Christmas is just a few scant hours away. I would like to say everybody did their holiday shopping, but I know they didn't because I used to be one of these Christmas Eve shoppers. This year, I got everything done early.
Good for you.
Because I didn't want to think about it.
I haven't done it.
Now, my wife said, this is what I want. I don't want anything else. Just give me this particular gift and I'll be happy. I got her that. Plus about 4 other gifts.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
But I know she's going to like them. I know she'll have a good time with them. And that's why I got them for her. So what if you do get a gift that's pretty bad? How do you deal with it? All right. Well, I'll tell you how to deal with it. Here's what people said. Make the best of it. 44% of people said they do that. Keep it and store it someplace out of sight.
Now, just put it into the void.
Put it in a box somewhere. So when they come over to visit, take it out. Donate it to charity. And I got a story to tell you that someday. I don't want to tell it on the air because the people might be listening. Regift it. I've never regifted an item.
Really?
Because
never.
I don't want to be fearful that somebody will recognize it, even if somebody goes over their house and say, gee, I gave that to Don Rosen at one time. This looks very familiar. Anyway, the other thing is, a tie between, and I don't like this at all, throw it out or return it to the store. I don't like throwing things out. Somebody spent their hard-earned money on it. Even if it's not expensive, they spent a lot of money on it, and I don't want to throw it in the garbage, and I never have. Now, my son once gave me some gifts. They were pretty expensive. They were to dub your cassettes, audio cassettes, and records onto a digital platform so you can have them. The problem is I didn't use them for like 2 years. And by the time I tried to use them, the programs were outdated It was worthless and I had to throw them out. And I felt terrible. He spent a lot of money on it. So I felt bad about that. All right. Remember when you were a kid, you can go crazy over Christmas presents. Now as adults, this is what we look forward to at Christmas, spending time with family and friends. Holiday dinners and parties. Finding and giving presents, that came in third. Putting up decorations and watching TV specials, hearing holiday songs on the radio. I was like when radio is included in those type of things. Now, when I was a kid, I guess they didn't have the safety procedures with toys they have today. My mother and father got me a couple of gifts. One got me on the radio thing. I'll tell you what that is in a second. They got me a Yankee Doodle missile launcher. Now, you can look that up on Google.
Yankee Doodle missile launcher. Missile launcher.
Now, this was at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And let me lower my phone here. It was at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So it was a silo that opened up and shot plastic missiles out with a sharp point at a pretty high velocity. Talk about putting your eye out. This would do it. And I used to aim it at people and hit them with these missiles. And I can't believe my parents got me that. But they did get me something else. And I found it in their closet. And I played with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I packed it up again, put it back in there. And they acted very surprised when they gave it to me. I think they knew I was, you know, playing mm-hmm. with it. It was the Remco Caravelle radio transmitter. It was a blue unit. And you can broadcast on it to about three, four houses in a radius of yours.
Okay.
And you could pick any AM frequency you wanted to. Again, this was the early 60s. FM wasn't really around yet. And I used to broadcast to different homes.
Is this your origin story?
This is the origin story.
My goodness. Don Rosen's origin story.
When I was about 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10. Yeah, I was about 9 years old. And I found out that if I use it near a phone in the house, a landline phone, and touch the wire, the antenna wire to the phone, it went out about 8 or 9 houses.
You know? Oh, you
so
found
then
out how
to
boost
thought,
it.
Then I thought if I go to the garage and hook it up to the main phone thing, now anybody who had their radio near their phone was able to hear it. So my neighbors were listening to me every day. And that was years ago. And eventually, don't know what happened to it. About 4 years ago, my son found it on eBay and bought me a mint condition Remco Caravelle radio.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what got me started in radio. And that's it. You know, I don't know if you want to blame somebody or just, you know, congratulate them on getting me started. But that was it. All right. We have a lot of polls we're going to talk about today.
Oh, excellent.
I never called on a poll. But anyway, favorite Christmas movie. What's yours?
Oh, God. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that a Halloween movie?
It's both, isn't it?
Okay. I never saw it. Favorite Christmas movie, number one, was A Christmas Story. But not by much. Number two was It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay,
now,
fair.
We had in the building here, I've got a photograph of it on my phone, the actor who played Ralphie's brother in the show. He was in the radio station here at where we were operating out of. And I took a couple of pictures with him. You wouldn't recognize him because he's a grown-up adult, but he was a little kid in the movie. He's the one that fell over and couldn't get up.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one saying, "My daddy's going to kill Ralphie." That was the kid. So he was here at the radio station. So we took pictures with him and everything. I told you I was going to tell you my story. I got plenty of time.
You did.
How I almost ran over and killed James Stewart right in front of his house. We went to business. I worked for another radio station at the time. And we were brought out to San Diego to listen to a radio station. This is before you can do it on the internet. So we went out from Milwaukee all the way to San Diego to hear the station. Heard the station. I said, let's go to Los Angeles. Go to Universal Studios, and then we'll go to the Stars homes. And these two guys said, no. I said, I'll pay for everything. So we rented a car. I paid for it. We went to all the Stars homes. We're driving on Roxbury Drive. Sammy Davis Jr. was holding a party. This was back in the 80s. Was holding a party that night. They had all the caterers out in front of Sammy Davis Jr.'s home. And I said, you know, why don't we go walk in? They won't notice. We're just one of the caterers. They said, don't you dare get out of the car. Lucille Ball had just died the day before, so they had a black wreath on her house. Then we're going down the block, and we stopped for this woman who's walking the dog across the street. So we stopped in the middle of the street, let her go through, and she waved at me, thank you. Then this old man was got out of the house, and he had his upside-down sailor hat on, and he starts to walk across the street, and he steps into the street, and he waves me on. As he waves me on, he continues to walk into the street.
Oh, no.
So the guy next to me said, stop the car. I said, I'm stopped, but he waved me on. So he waved me on again, and I started to go slowly, and he stepped into the street again. Finally, I rolled down the window. I said, Mr. Stewart, please take, you walk in front of my car. And he gave me a salute. The day I almost ran over James Stewart, I would have been an international superstar at that point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would have been worldwide famous for the whole thing, but, you know, never happened. Favorite Christmas special on TV. Now, mine is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. I never get tired of watching that. Great songs. It's Mr. Magoo. It's a great story. It's the, you know, the Christmas story. It's the, you know what it's about. The people said here how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Very good. Very good.
The animated
Big
version,
fan.
Not the Jim Carrey version. The animated version.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number two was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which just ran recently.
Mm-hmm.
NBC ran it with all the extra specials talking about the background of the movie. which was it was kind of nice. I didn't see it. My wife said, "Why didn't you record it?" I said, "I didn't know it was on. First of all, I didn't know you wanted it." But yeah, it's kind of a fun thing to look back at those old specials. I think people look back at them because it reminds them when they were a kid.
Sure, sure. It has the nostalgic factor, and yeah. It just feels warm and cozy.
Yeah. Got an idea for you. Now, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, you say, well, I'm going to get some gift cards. Well, here's some ideas other than gift cards that are pretty smart. A digital product like a streaming subscription, online course, video game, an experience like concert tickets or tickets to a football game. And here's one that I really like, and people did this for me. Get a photo, a printed photo from your phone, and get a very nice frame to put it in.
Yes, absolutely, because it doesn't put the onus on the person receiving the present to find the nice frame and then be like, oh, I don't know what I want, and waffle over it for months and months and months while it gathers dust and gets all creased.
And we had an anniversary party at one of the Market Cities. We rented one of the theaters, and we brought our guests in to watch the movie. We had cupcakes and everything lined up there. And we took a picture afterwards in the lobby, and one of the people who was at our thing, she had it framed. And it was just a beautiful silver frame. Mm-hmm. The picture is nice, but the frame makes the whole thing. So Absolutely. At the last minute, go out and get a nice frame, print a photo from your cell phone of the person or something that's important. And I think that will really be nice. Mm-hmm. That's at the last minute if you want to do that. Here's another poll on holiday etiquette. We found leaving the price tag on a gift. 56% said unacceptable. I would say it's 100% think it would be unacceptable to leave the price tag on there. Giving a child a toy gun as a gift, 40% say nope. Giving a pet as a gift, don't do it.
Never, never do that.
Because you don't know if these people like pets.
No, unless that you are talking about, you know, something that you have coordinated with a family, with your partner, and you want to schedule it around a certain time, that's fine. But never surprise someone with an animal.
Never. Said not giving a gift to someone who gave you one. It's happened to me. 37% say it's not cool to do that. Giving a gift that's secondhand or used. I've had people do that to me, but it's something I wanted, and it was out of print or out, and they gave me a used one. I had no problem with that. That was good. Asking for cash as a gift. Giving someone else's child a gift that makes a lot of noise. If you hate the person, I guess, you know, give the kid a drum set or something. Regifting an item, 25% say unacceptable. Giving a gift that's unwrapped, 24% say it's unacceptable. And giving a gift after the holidays, 7% said unacceptable.
Really?
I would think that's acceptable.
Of course. You want to give me a gift anytime.
Yeah. By the way, you know what the most dangerous day of the month to be on the roads is? Today. Monday, December 23rd, because a ton of people are distracted drivers out there.
They're thinking about those last minute gifts they got to get.
They're saying, I just heard Rosen say something about a picture frame. I got to get out to the picture. As they run, as they run into another car. You know, it's amazing how I get through the day with nobody crashing into me. It's just because I see people, they're on my tail, they're buzzing around me. It's just amazing how that happens. All right, got a lot of Christmas stuff to talk about today. We've got some funny comedy bits for Christmas time. We're going to do that. Dom Salvio has the day off. Hopefully he'll get better. He's a little under
the
weather.
He'll be back on Thursday.
Somebody called up and said they saw him walking around the streets and doing stuff.
My goodness.
That's the problem if you're, you know, sick. You can't be spotted anywhere.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back in a few minutes. We got a whole bunch of Christmas stuff, and later on we'll take your calls and have some fun right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
My favorite Christmas show, though, is the Fireplace TV show. Do you guys watch the Fireplace TV? I love the Fireplace TV show. It's just a fireplace for 3 hours. Sounds boring, sucks me in every time. My mom's like, hey, dinner's ready. I'm like, no, the guy's here, the arm's here. Everybody get in here, the guy's here, he's poking the fire. It's like, it's not like a professional fire tender. Some chubby arm all hairy jabbing at it. It's great. But you don't have to wait for Christmas anymore. I found this out. You can now watch the Fireplace TV show anytime you want to on Netflix Instant Streaming. They have 3 episodes of the Fireplace TV. I binged them. I watched them all. I won't spoil the ending, but because it's on Netflix, they have all the amenities of every other Netflix show, including closed captioning. It's true. I turned it on for 3 hours. In parentheses, it just says, crackling.
It's the Dom Salvia Show. I am not him. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this afternoon. He's a little under the weather. He'll be back next year, year after, whenever he gets better, whenever he wants to come back.
Whenever he decides that he's ready to do radio again. We'll see.
Anyway, so it's nice to be here. I work for the Civic Media Station WRJN in Racine. Been there for about 25 years, so it's been a long time. And I'm finally getting a chance to talk to the folks on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. A little background on me. He talked about that Fireplace show.
Indeed.
Where I grew up in New York, Channel 11 had a Fireplace show. It was in black and white because there was no color TV then. And it was called the Yule Log. And what they did was it was a Gracie Mansion where the mayor lives. Mm-hmm. It was his fireplace. And they just would burn the fire with Christmas music in the background, and it would start at like 6 o'clock at night. It'd run through Christmas Day, like 18 hours. That's all they had. They would put, you see some.
And is it like different kinds of logs? Like they're doing oak logs today, and then they're doing willow logs?
No, it was just a camera on the thing. But I think it was recorded in advance. I don't think it was live.
Sure.
But it was Gracie Mansion where the mayor lived. My hometown, after I moved out of the Bronx, we moved to a town called Massapequa. Now, I'm going to tell you what Massapequa is famous for. A lot of people don't know this. The Gilgo Beach serial killer is from Massapequa, lived 10 blocks from us.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
Harriman, you didn't hear about this guy?
No.
It's all over the news. They have him. 2020 did a whole thing on him. They arrested him a couple of months ago. His name is Rex Harriman. And so far, they're up to 7 people that he killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really, he's a real monster. He lived about 10 blocks from us. Carlo Gambino, the godfather, whom Marlon Brando was modeled after, the Gambino crime family, He lived about 5 minutes from us. He died in Massapequa. Let's see who else is there. We lived about 5 minutes from the Amityville Horror House. That was the next town over. We lived right on the cusp of Amityville. So that was interesting. Who else was there? Any of the murderers in town that I'm not aware of? Neil Diamond lived in Massapequa. Dick Van Dyke lived in Massapequa. The Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher. She shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in Massapequa. It's a small little town.
You hear a lot of murder.
I know. And we got Carlo Gambino, the godfather, living there. I mean, when I lived there, you never thought much about these things happening. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess they happen every town. But this was such a small little town. You figure this stuff wouldn't happen. But it did. Now, we are mentioned in a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the short-lived TV series Kevin Can Wait?
I don't.
Okay. That's with Kevin James. It only lasted 2 seasons. Anyway, that took place in Massapequa. There was a movie with, I can't think of what's his name? The guy who played Wolverine. I can't think of his name. Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of the female actress. She's very good. I can't think of her name. Anyway, in the movie, she goes back in time. And she's from Massapequa in the film. It's mentioned a few times. You see it on TV occasionally. Enough with my hometown. Didn't mean anything. All right. Let's talk about some of the villains in Christmas movies.
Okay.
You always have to have a good villain.
Always.
The number one villain from the folks at People magazine was Mr. Potter. Lionel Barrymore from It's a Wonderful Life, who Lionel Barrymore happens to be Drew Barrymore's great uncle. The neighborhood bully, Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
He had yellow eyes. I swear he had yellow eyes. Hans Gruber. Now, this is a big controversial thing. It's from the movie Die Hard. Mm-hmm. Now, people don't say, they say, that's not a Christmas movie. It takes place on Christmas Eve, and so there's a Christmas party going on. So we're going to call that a Christmas movie. Alan Rickman played Hans Gruber. Then you got the Wet Bandits, Harry and Marv, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern from Home Alone.
Top marks.
Yep. The Wet Bandits. We have a story about how much money their hospital bills would have cost with all the injuries they had. Then you got the Grinch, Jim Carrey from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. And you get Ebenezer Scrooge from every version.
Indeed.
Of A Christmas Carol.
Indeed.
But he found out he found out the goodness of life after that. Mr. Potter never did.
Mm. It's tragic.
You're worth more dead than alive. Yeah. So anyway, so those were the villains of the holiday movies. What else do we have here for you before we take a break here? The first ever message sent on text message.
Mm-hmm.
The first ever text message was sent on December 3rd, 1992. Any guess to what it was? December. It was Merry Christmas.
It was Merry Christmas, but it was December 3rd, you said?
December 3rd.
Seems a little early.
Well, you know, that's another story on when is it safe to say Merry Christmas to people. Some people say year round. Some people say November. Some people say you can't say it before Christmas Day. We have a whole poll on that coming
up,
too.
So if someone just comes up to you July 1st, Merry Christmas.
Let me tell you something here. The people do Christmas in July. You see that all over the place. And there's a house that we pass a lot. They put up this, you know, the blow things, the blow figures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have millions of them all over their lawn. They don't take them down till March.
Really?
Yeah, they're up all season because I pass their house all the time. I don't mind it. But, you know, here's a Christmas fun fact for you. John Bon Jovi, his first professional recording, singing the lead vocals on a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, on a Star Wars Christmas album. Who would have thunk it?
I love that.
Who would have thunk it?
I love that.
All right. We got a break coming up here. After the break, got a lot more Christmas stuff to talk about. Got a ton of it. We have some Christmas comics to talk, to have some laughs with. That's all straight ahead. It's Dom Salvio's program. He's not here today. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this afternoon. A lot more to come. We're talking Christmas here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next two-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to three felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years, and potentially for life, depending on his progress. Wisconsin's frozen road period is officially active in the northern zones. As of Saturday, zones 1 and 2 covering the northern regions of the state are under the frozen road declaration, limiting the total weight some vehicles will be allowed to haul. According to the Department of Transportation, vehicles hauling abrasives or salt for winter highway maintenance or things like lumber could be eligible for increased weight limits. The declaration is typically in effect from mid-December to early March in the north and, as needed, further south. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 years later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 years later. 28 years later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 years later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Christmas Day, more clouds, mid-30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40.
Right now it's 31.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33 to discuss the ranking of Christmas treats. We'll wrap up everything on our Christmas Eve show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing holiday edition.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey. And Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. But the thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. As you know, honey, I'm more of a hat person, really.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans to swim and 6 geese to lay and 5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. No, I like the 5 gold rings. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird. It turns out that geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds.
10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking.
Hi, honey. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves.
Honey, I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I have a little dreidel.
Now, Hanukkah is on Christmas Day this year, but it floats. Sometimes it's the beginning of December, sometimes it's after Christmas.
Well, you know, Don, it's the same time every single year. It starts on the 25th of Kislev.
Yeah, right. On our calendar, it looks strange. But you're right. It starts on the exact day it's supposed to every year.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just that lunar calendar doesn't quite match up with the solar calendar. And so, you know, we have some things like this. But first time in 20 years that it's lined up this way.
Yeah, we light our menorah, and I tell my wife every time, I just don't want to go to sleep while those candles are burning because it makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I picture...
I can understand that.
So we have an electric one, and she likes the fire one, so... But I won't go to sleep until they're all out.
Mm-hmm.
And the candles are extra tall this last few years, so...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, not the short ones we used to have. All right, now, tipping this time of year... A lot of people tip. Uh-huh. A lot of people don't like that. I like to tip because I like to be generous to some of these people you tip to, like the garbage man. It's a thankless job. You're picking up people's garbage in all types of weather. It's just you lay it out there, and sometimes you have extra stuff they got to pick up. Now, you're very limited to what you can give them. $10 or less for the garbage collector. We always make sure we get out there and make sure we get a $10 gift card or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the letter carriers, you can do $20 or less.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Why the difference?
I don't know. One's a federal worker, one's a city worker.
Okay.
So we give a $20 gift card because I want my mail winding up where it's supposed to wind up. I don't want it, you know, missing. And the same thing with the garbage man. I want my garbage collected, so we make sure, you know, they know where it's coming from. Now, there are some that don't accept gifts. FedEx employees, they can accept gifts valued up to $75 or less. I can't picture giving my FedEx guy $75. They can't accept cash or gifts. So what else is there?
Food?
Well, it can't be a gift card, though.
No, it would have to be like actual baked goods or something.
Yeah, here's a pizza. Amazon.
You know what? I would take pizza as a tip.
Yeah, but if you're driving around trying to get your package delivered, I suppose. Amazon drivers are allowed to accept tips, although not expected. If you're really a generous person, you could choose to tip your grocery delivery person, your newspaper delivery person, if you still get a newspaper.
If you still get a newspaper.
And your garbage collector. A reasonable tip, $10 up to $30. Yeah, I always tip people because they deserve it. I mean, some of these jobs are thankless. Mm-hmm. The letter carrier is raining. It's cold. It's snowing. It's 10 degrees. They still deliver the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, sleet, you know, end of world. they're always delivering the mail. So they always get a nice tip from us. 53% of Americans admit to getting at least one unwanted gift over the holidays, and the average unwanted gift is $72.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get an unwanted gift that values at least $72?
I've gotten them.
Yeah? What have you gotten?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, goodness.
Because I don't know if you're listening or not. And, you know, I have enough people disliking me in the world. I don't need to add family and friends to that list. So, yeah, $72. It's...
Oh, wow.
It happens.
I mean, I suppose you get a gadget or a gizmo that has absolutely no purpose. And
I've gotten them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I put them in a box. And hopefully...
When they come over for coffee, you pull it out.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten, and I can't talk about it because if they're listening.
You can never talk about it. You have to hold that. You have to carry it to the grave.
All of a sudden, I'll say hello to my neighbor and I'll get the cold shoulder, you know, the big freeze. And, I heard what you said.
I heard what you said on the radio.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I don't want to bring it out. Do you have some good news? Do you remember about a year or so ago they had the murder hornets?
Yes, I remember the murder hornets.
The murder hornets are now officially gone.
Ah.
Officials announced this week they've been eradicated in the U.S., the murder hornets.
All right, I'll take that as a very Merry Christmas.
How do they know everyone is gone?
I mean, this is some a big of them might just be sleeping.
Yeah, could be hibernating.
Mm-hmm.
I did something stupid once with hornets. These weren't murder hornets. They were just regular hornets.
You whack them?
No, they were growing under the soffits in my house where I used to live, not here. And I took a hose one day and I hosed down the thing.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing.
And they came after me.
I bet they did.
They said, get them. And I ran.
How many stings did you get?
I got none.
Oh, but wow, I ran. Good for you.
The only time I got stung was I lived in a condo and I had a little Pomeranian. And when she wanted to go out and I wasn't dressed, I used to just put her out there and hold my hand out the door, let her do her thing. And one day, a hornet landed on my hand, and I couldn't let go of the leash because she'd run into traffic. And I let him sting me, and I just stayed there, and I saw my arm swell up, and that's the only time I ever got stung.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I really wanted to make it count.
Here's something else. Now, do you have any black plastic utensils?
Not anymore. I got rid of them.
Because of the cancer story?
Because of, yeah, just leaching chemicals into all of our food.
Well, you're one of the people then who panicked last month when a study found black plastic kitchen utensils were loaded with cancer-causing chemicals. Turns out researchers made a simple math error, and it wasn't true.
Well, you know what? I prefer my silicone ones anyways. They work much better.
We were at the State Fair once, and we bought kitchenware at the State Fair, $2,000 worth of kitchenware. Who buys that at the State Fair?
That's a lot.
But it was very good, and we still use them to this day, and it was the best purchase I ever made. We did it at the State Fair. We went to one of those demonstration things.
Oh, sure.
And my wife was very
familiar. I could watch those for hours.
Well, she was very familiar with the cookware.
Uh-huh.
And she said, my mother's had hers for 40, 50 years. Let's buy them. We bought the complete set for $2,000. Best purchase. You never know what you're going to find at the State Fair.
That is absolutely true.
A study found sprinkling diamond dust into the sky could offset climate change. Good news, huh? The bad news is $175 trillion to do it. Mom, you ever get a gift from your coworkers?
Every once in a while.
Well, you're not getting one from me.
No.
Anyway, so 1 in 8 people say they do give their coworkers gifts often. 61% of people say they're rare or never give their coworkers a gift. I've gotten some gifts around here already. Yeah, I've got some gift certificates from people around here. Some people give them.
Yeah.
I don't. I did give a gift. I won't say I didn't give. It wasn't for Christmas, though. Guy pretended to have a knee injury so he can pre-board a flight. He wanted to sit in the exit row, and he wanted to pre-board the flight to make sure he got that seat. But because of his fake injury, he couldn't sit near the exit row because they said you can't help people. Instant karma.
Absolutely. Love that.
Got even with him. Need some extra cash this holiday season?
Always.
Okay. In Florida, anyone can execute a criminal on death row. You need to apply and they pay you $150 to do it.
Oh, really?
So head to Florida.
Okay.
Apply to be, and they give
you
$150.
That's such a Florida thing.
You just
goodness.
Have to pull the lever. Now, I don't know if they, do they do the electric chair anymore in Florida?
I don't know. I think most of them are by injection.
All right. Well, it's $150 when you pull the lever, whether you drop the pellet in or whatever. Give you $150. My wife and I went to the prison in Mansfield, Ohio. Mean anything to you?
No.
That's where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay.
It's an old prison, not used anymore. It's got no electricity in it, so if you tour it, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. There's a historical society owns the place now and runs it. And it's got leaky ceilings and everything, but you can go to every room where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption. The props are still there.
Really?
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went into the warden's office where the wall, they had a hole in the wall where the safe was. Mm-hmm. Remember where he kept the books? Mm-hmm. And the window he looked out when he saw the police coming after him, that's still there. Andy Dufresne's office was just outside his. It was kind of a fake office in a hallway. But one of the big props, well, you get in the room next to the warden's office was where James Whitmore hanged himself. Mm-hmm. So that was right next door. They had all the rooms in a row they were using. The parole office was the next room over. But in the lower level, do you remember when the warden pulled down the poster of Little Miss Fancy Britches, Raquel Welch, and they saw the tunnel? The tunnel is, it's a prop.
Right.
And so I put my wife at one end looking through it like the warden. Uh-huh. And you could do all that stuff. They have all the props there from the movie. They also filmed in that Air Force One was filmed there. And a lot of other shows, a lot of movies were filmed there. But you walk through at your own peril, and there was very few people there. But this is where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption. The only thing they didn't film there was the prison cells because they didn't have the keys to the cells.
Really?
So they built, right down the block, they built a little fake prison.
Oh, that's very
because they were afraid to use it for fear they got locked up in there.
Yeah. Fair.
So, anyway, that's in Mansfield, Ohio.
Mansfield, Ohio.
If you want to go to that. All right, how many employees would Santa need on Christmas Eve to deliver every kid a present worldwide? This is without the magic of Christmas. Well, FedEx and UPS actually crunched the numbers. Santa would need 12 million employees to pull it off.
Sounds about right.
He might have them. He does it. So he probably has them. Christmas music fun facts.
Okay.
Do you know the biggest selling record in the history of music? Not just Christmas, the biggest selling record of all time. You know what it is?
I imagine you're about to tell me.
No, well, I was going to ask you for a guess first. It's a Christmas song.
Okay.
So you the guess is White Christmas by Bing Crosby. You'd be right. And it's not from the movie White Christmas. It's from the movie Holiday Inn. And it was used as a coded message during the Vietnam War. It was played over American radio signals in April of 1975 to let the U.S. troops know the city of Saigon had fallen and was lost.
I did not know that. White,
see, okay. You ever hear of the song Dominic the Donkey? No, I'm not talking about
No, I haven't.
Dom Cilia here. Dominic the Donkey has ties to the mafia. Rumor has it the original studio recording was financed by the Gambino crime family of Massapequa, New York.
Well, now I know something I need to find and put on the bumpers next week.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, originally a marketing ploy, Saks Fifth Avenue commissioned it in 1952 as an ad campaign to sell greeting cards.
I knew that.
And they must have sold a lot because December it hit number one on the Billboard charts. Here's something else about that song. Mm-hmm. There was a radio company in West Virginia that banned the song because they said Mommy is cheating with Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. How could you not figure out from the song what was going on?
Well, I mean,
how did you not figure that out?
I mean, come on, Don. Santa Claus is not a member of the family.
Yes, but you got it from the song. I mean, but they banned the song.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And six ways people get injured around Christmas. One of the biggest injury holidays of the year. Number one, slipping and falling on ice, which doesn't help. If you know, if you're in Florida, I guess you're safe. The rest of the top six are shoveling snow. Again, Florida's out of the picture on that one. Participating in winter sports, shopping, accidents, traveling, wrapping presents. 7% of all accidents occur when people are wrapping the presents. How does that happen?
Paper cuts.
Ah. The Dom Cilia Show. I'm Don Rosen in for Dom. And he's under the weather today. We've got another hour and some odd minutes to go. We're talking Christmas. Christmas fun with a day and a half to go till Christmas.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
As voters turn to ballot initiatives to bypass extreme legislatures, legislatures are manipulating initiative rules to protect their partisan power. In 2024 alone, 10 reproductive rights measures qualified for the ballot, with only two failing. Not willing to let extreme agendas get overridden by those pesky voters, legislatures are trying to defang direct democracy by trying to raise constitutional amendment thresholds to 60% or higher and requiring minimum numbers of qualifying signatures from each county rather than a statewide percentage. To keep Ohio voters from passing abortion protections in 2023, the legislature proposed a 60% threshold using a low turnout August special election it had previously deemed too expensive to run. It lost, and abortion rights prevailed 4 months later. In 2024, the Ohio Secretary of State helped derail a citizen-led redistricting measure by rewriting its ballot description to mislead voters. The Ballot Initiative Strategy Center reports Arizonans voted down a measure requiring minimum signatures from every county and another allowing pre-election litigation on measures. North Dakota would have raised the signatures required and winning both a primary and general election. It, too, failed. Expect more such attacks on direct democracy in 2025. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I just got out of a pretty bad relationship. It was hard because I was broke and she had a lot of money. You know, she's very well off. I miss her. miss her a lot. No, I had to be smooth, though. Even though I was broke, I had to be smooth. I had to be clever. I figured it out. Like, one day for our first Christmas, right? I was like, hey, baby, every year for Christmas, I like to do bigger and better things. I like to outdo myself. You know what I'm saying? If I get you a car one year, I'm going to get you a bus the next year because I like going to that next level. So, baby, for this first year, I'm not going to get you anything because I got to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to build.
James Taylor's Sweet Baby James Taylor, Deck the Halls. It's the Dom Salvia Show, and he's under the weather today. I'm Don Rosen from WRJN Radio, another civic media station in Racine, filling in for him today. I hope he gets better real soon. We don't have a live Christmas tree in the house. Do you have a live Christmas tree, Jess?
No, we've got a tiny little plastic tree, but we had to put it away because I've got an orange cat. And I don't know if you know anything about orange cats, but my cat's real orange and he keeps trying to eat it.
Oh, okay. You need a cat-proof tree.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
According to an expert on insects, if you have a real Christmas tree in your house, it's probably home to 25,000 insects and spiders. Many of them hibernate in the winter, except when you bring them into your nice, toasty, warm house, they wake up. The good news is most don't leave the trees, and they probably die soon. But still, mm-hmm. you sleep at mm-hmm. night with 25,000 bugs.
You don't want to know how many bacteria you've got inside of you right now.
I don't want to know any of that stuff. You know, when I had my surgery once, they wanted to tell me stuff about it. I didn't want to hear about it. Just, you did it, it worked out, everything's fine, I lived, and I don't want to know anything more about it. What else did I have here I had to get to? Scientists figure out why Rudolph's nose is so red. Now, I can't believe they actually bothered to figure it out, but I guess now that we have all the main diseases all solved and figured mm-hmm. out, we can worry about Rudolph's nose. They found that the average reindeer has a higher concentration of red blood cells in their noses, and Rudolph's must have been even higher than that. The extra cells help prevent freezing and regulate the brain temperature, which makes him the ideal candidate to pull the sled. And that's why it happens.
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
You ever go on a road trip with your family?
No.
I have.
Yeah. Do you still like them?
Oh, I love my family. But we went on a lot of road trips, and my wife and I went on a ton of road trips, especially before COVID. We went across the country, went all over. Going on a road trip with a loved one is like the Aberdeen Proving Grounds to see if you can get along. Because you're locked in a car for 7 days.
There's no way out.
There's no way out. The average family will spend more than 7.5 hours in the car together traveling for the holidays, and most of them will fight. Here are the most common road trip fights. Backseat driving, or the driver's style. You don't like the way they drive. The number two is children arguing. Number three is what to listen to on the radio. But turn us on. That's what to listen to.
Then no arguments.
Yeah, you get rid of the argument. When I used to go on trips when I was a little kid, my brother and I were in the back seat, and my father ran the radio, and we didn't like it. So we had a little reel-to-reel tape recorder with about 5 songs on it that we played over and over again. And one of them was The Hollies and Bus Stop from 1965, big hit song by The Hollies. And we listened to it so much that we didn't remember to bring new batteries for the tape recorder.
No.
So by the end, they were going, "Bus Stop, Bus Stop." And my father said, "Turn that off." And I said, "We want to listen to that. Turn it off." So we sat in the back seat and heard his radio, and it was really bad. Whatever he listened to, we didn't like. All right. Let's see what we got here. What didn't I get to yet? Oh, we talked about the emergency room stuff. I had some more emergency room stuff that people go through.
Yeah, how do people actually get injured wrapping gifts?
Scissors.
Scissors. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Well, maybe like wrapping those big, heavy gifts, trying to lift it up. You can strain something.
Yeah, people do strain themselves doing those gifts. There was something sticky here because it's all over my paper.
It's those little chocolates from Jim Santel.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. The paper's all sticky. All right, what else do I have here for you today? Got a lot of fun facts. Microsoft, this is dangerous if you work in an office and you have meetings. Microsoft filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during meetings and will register how bored you are.
No! That's my business.
How does that happen? They said they might roll that out to the public someday. I hope they don't. Wow. I don't like the sound of that happening at all. All right. Let's talk more about Christmas here. Let's see. What do I have here? According to a new survey, 82% of people are open to receiving secondhand holiday gifts. That's up 11% from last year. So what used items are people getting? Electronics, the most common, followed by sporting goods, home improvement items. People are also giving secondhand books, media, Blu-rays, vinyl records, toys and games, jewelry, ceramics and ornaments, video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses. But please, no underwear.
Yeah.
We don't want used underwear.
That's a line we don't need to cross.
And I get used gifts, and it's sometimes it's stuff that's out of print, a Blu-ray or DVD. Give it to me. I'll take it.
That's very special.
And finally, this hour, how do you eat a candy cane? Curved or straight end first?
Curved.
Oh, see, you're one of those. A poll found 55% start with the straight end, 28% of the weird people start with the curved, and then you got people like me, 17%.
What, do you start in the middle?
No, we break it into little pieces.
Oh, sure. If I'm having it in cocoa.
No, I don't. I just, you suck, and then you're stuck with it because you know you're not going to finish it. Nobody ever finishes a candy cane. All right, we've got more coming up. We've got news at the top of the hour. This is the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Don Rosen in for Dom today as he's under the weather. Got more Christmas talk, more fun things coming up. You keep it right here. Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The former chief of staff of former President Bill Clinton says he was admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center today for tests and observation after developing a fever. Clinton's aide says he remains in good spirits. The House Ethics Committee releasing its reports on Matt Gaetz. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Over dozens of pages and citing accompanying documents such as text messages, financial statements, and canceled checks, the House Ethics Committee blasts the former congressman, saying there's substantial evidence that he paid women for sex and violated Florida's statutory rape law by having sex with a 17-year-old. The report also accuses Matt Gaetz of violating House rules, granting special favors to associates, and using illegal drugs. Gaetz has denied all these allegations, and he filed an 11th-hour lawsuit to try to block the release of the report.
If you are feeling lucky, Mega Millions jackpot growing to nearly $945 million. There were no winners, and Friday, the next drawing, Christmas Eve. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.